Edina Mordinger is the principal of Mordinger Migration. She lives in South Australia, but was born and raised in Moidewa. She's got a Bachelor of Ed and has connections as well to Ngati Hineida, as her hapu. Now, she moved to Australia back in 2007. As I say, she's in South Australia. News this week that New Zealand citizens have been living in Oz for 4 years will have a direct pathway to Australian citizenship without needing to apply for a permanent visa. Edina Mordinger, Principal Registered Migration Agent, is with us from South Australia. Thanks for joining us on Māori Radio. Edina, tēnā koe te tuahine. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you for having me.
Kia ora. I've got a lot of fams who've been living in Aussie for nigh on 4 decades, and I think everybody listening today has some whānau members, Māori, who live in Australia. So what happens to them is important to us. And you've been fighting for a long time about the inequities and the injustice that our people have been facing for years when they opt to go and live and work in Aussie. How significant has this arrangement brokered by Hipkins and Albanese been from your read? What do you take from that?
I'm still trying to process what's happened, because this is what we've been fighting for, but I never imagined that we would actually see change to this degree in my lifetime. It's just phenomenal.
Can you explain it? How short-changed were our people, Māori, living in Oz under the previous regime, and how does what has happened change their fate?
I guess to put use an analogy, it would be like when you're paying for insurance, say, on a house, you're paying your insurance premiums, and chance would have it your house burns to the ground. Because of your immigration status, if you don't have the right kind of status, that insurance company can reject your claim. So even though you're paying your premiums for however long, you can't make a claim because of your immigration status. And it's kind of, I hope that makes sense, but we've been paying taxes for many years, many of us for decades, for at least 2 decades, and yet we can't be part of the fabric of Australia. We can't vote. We can't participate in certain employment roles. We can't join the armed forces if we want to. But those are just some of the things. But then on another level too, you're not entitled to any of the safety nets, any of the social services, disability support. Those things may not seem important at first when you first move to Australia, but over time, those cracks can start to show. And if you have children, those kind of disproportionate disentitlements, my made-up word, passes on to them. And it just is a generational problem, not just for the initial ones. And, you know, somehow we were supposed to understand how immigration works when we move to Australia, and normally people would, when you migrate to another country, there's a process that you have to go through. There's an application process. You get granted a visa, and with that you get paperwork with a condition. So it's very transparent and clear what you're getting yourself into. But because we've had the Trans-Tasman travel arrangement since 1973, and we've been able to travel freely between our countries, there has been the assumption for many years that the arrangements were reciprocal. And it was only, I guess, when we started campaigning more and more and getting louder and louder about 10 or so years ago now, that more and more of us started to realise that this was a far greater problem. But it wasn't noticed initially. It took many years. It was a bit like a tidal wave build-up.
Yeah, and I'm reading what you're saying there. We've gone back and forth without having to apply for visas, etc. We've got the ANZAC relationship. So there has been a lingering perception that we are afforded the same rights in Australia as we afford Australians who live in New Zealand. And there are more than probably most realise. So we're squaring the ledger now, finally, and those who call Australia home will be able to vote, join the armed forces, get disability support, all of these things that have been denied to us as Kiwis who've chosen to live in Australia. We've got many Māori who call Australia home, yourself included. Do you think that our peeps will be lining up in a hurry to become Aussie citizens? Or do you think many are quite comfortable with the arrangement, like my mum, who's not and can still vote in New Zealand elections, whereas my old man who was over there, he did decide to become naturalised, I think, and therefore, even in some households, there are people who opt to go in different directions. Will there be a surge here trying to sign up to be Aussie citizens, Māori, do you think?
Well, I guess from a practical perspective, we have just been absolutely smashed on Saturday morning since the shock announcement happened. I mean, we were expecting, hoping for something to be announced on Anzac Day. So early hours of the morning, Saturday morning, is when this was announced, you know, through the media outlets. And so we were completely and utterly unprepared. And we've already set up a frequently asked questions section on our website, and we did a live Facebook live on Anzac Day, because we just can't cope with the surge of questions and inquiries, and it's just phenomenal. So I think there definitely is going to be a surge. I think people, you know, with the deportation stuff, that's been a real sticking point and a worry for many people, many families. So it's a lot of it has been raising awareness and educating and teaching our people, because I don't know, over time, you know, different things kind of become embedded in the psyche of a group. And for us, the psyche was, I don't even want to become an Aussie. I don't want to lose my New Zealand citizenship. Oh, nah, you know, yuck, yuck. It was almost like a yuck feeling. But what we've been working towards all these years is educating our people that it's about being, it's about security for your whānau. It's about recognising and ensuring that your rights are protected and your rights are important. And, you know, the ability to vote is really important. If it wasn't, then we wouldn't have had things like the women's suffrage, you know. And we know that throughout history around the world that any group that can't vote ends up somewhere along the line being exploited in whichever way or form. So we've tried to kind of turn this psyche idea around and show people that it's actually empowerment to have dual citizenship. A lot of our people don't realise they can have both. I've done information sessions and, you know, kind of jokingly, but I'm serious at the same time, put it out there that, you know, becoming an Australian citizen doesn't water me down as a Māori. It doesn't dilute who I am or any of us. It's simply making an informed decision on the why. And I think a lot of our people have definitely started to change that way of thinking, whereas our people that came before 2001, I always found them a lot more difficult to convince. Not that I wanted to try and convince them, but I just wanted to inform them so that they could realise that if they don't take up the opportunity, they leave themselves really vulnerable and open. And so they were the harder group to convince. So I think the ones that come post 2001 law change are going to take this up, because, you know, I think for many of them, they've just got frustrated with the pre-2001 block going, you don't realise what you have, the opportunity you have to apply for citizenship. It's just life-changing. And the tears that were flowing on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it was just across the nation, people crying, sending messages, just couldn't believe it, ourselves included.
Well, I'd like to have a kōrero with you, sis, about your mahi, which is Moringa Migration, Specialist Australian Registered Migration Agents. But I really do appreciate you giving us a heads up too on the vibe that some of our whānau Māori who are calling Aussie home have felt as a result of this arrangement brokered midweek. Thanks very much, Edna. It's a pleasure having you on the program. I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
Tēnā koe. Te tuhine. Kia ora. Edna Moringa, proudly Māori, long-time resident in South Australia.